It is Monday, December 21. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
Congress finally agreed on a $900 billion emergency relief bill that should be approved and perhaps passed sometime today. It's woefully insufficient, but at least it's something. We'll go over what's inside. Meanwhile, scientists are concerned that Britain may be feeling the effects of a new mutated strain of the coronavirus. In the U.S., a federal panel says that adults over 75 and frontline workers should be next in line to get the vaccine. And lastly, Trump is spiraling as his last day in office creeps closer and appears to be trying to rally for a final challenge to the Electoral College's decision.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
We have a deal. Finally, on Sunday night, Mitch McConnell announced a new $900 billion coronavirus aid package that he expects Congress to move quickly on and pass in the next few days. That sentence alone should be enough to tell you that the bill isn't even remotely enough. But here's what we are going to get. The bill includes an extension of a $300 per week expanded unemployment benefit. It also includes a $600 check for every adult. It does have the surprise medical billing legislation that's been haggled over in the past, and it also includes decent chunks for schools, childcare, transportation, and $284 billion for new PPP loans. That's the small business program. It's basically the crumbs of what America needs to get back on its feet, and even those scraps come with a cost. Republicans successfully barred hazard pay for essential workers and a ton of aid for state and local governments. They didn't succeed in getting their corporate liability bill in there, which is a blessing at least, but they did get in another corporate gift in the form of a tax break for corporate meal expenses. In other words, it's something. There's money in there for vaccine distribution, as there must be, or else the entire country is truly going to implode. But besides those bare minimums, it's pretty clear that very few people on Capitol Hill are interested in fighting for what the American people actually deserve and need. Meanwhile, the virus isn't slowing down. A new strain of the coronavirus detected in England has the country's capital locked down and has halted flights to most of Europe. The good news is that scientists don't think the new strain is resistant to various vaccines, but it does appear to spread significantly faster than the original version. That means that getting the vaccine out as fast as possible is the most crucial thing. CDC advisory group recommended on Sunday that grocery store employees, teachers, emergency workers, and other people on the front lines should get the vaccine next, along with any adult over the age of 75. This recommendation hasn't stopped every member of Congress from getting the jab, of course. It's part of a continuity of government provision that makes sure all of our elected representatives are protected, even if they're not doing their job in the slightest, and even if they've been downplaying the dangers of COVID since the beginning. How the vaccine actually gets rolled out is mostly in state officials' hands. 2.9 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine have already been distributed, though not all of them have been used yet. The Moderna vaccine also started shipping out on Sunday. Frontline workers and people over 75 are part of a so-called second wave who experts say should get the vaccine. The third wave will be a bigger part of the population. Some 129 million people who are second-tier essential workers, adults over 65, and any adult who has a high-risk medical condition. But at this point, it's still mostly guesswork as to when or how you're personally going to get the shot. We'll keep you updated as we know more.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
Donald Trump is scraping the bottom of the barrel in his dangerous quest for allies that can help him stay in office. His latest recruit, Senator-elect and former college football coach Tommy Tuberville of Alabama, quite possibly one of the dumbest people we've ever allowed to sneak into the halls of power. That is, perhaps, an understatement. Tuberville suggested last week that he supports Trump challenging the Electoral College's decision that Joe Biden won the 2020 election. Plan right now looks to be some combination of the Texas Attorney General's lawsuit against four swing states and the crackpot scheme cooked up by QAnon Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene to use an 1880s law that allows the House and the Senate to vote on overturning the Electoral College's decision. Other options include Michael Flynn's suggestion to declare martial law, which of course is both insane and scary. Fortunately, none of these stand a very good chance of working out for Trump, because Mitch McConnell and the rest of the rational Republicans in the Senate already appear to have cut him loose. But they do set a pretty serious precedent if a more competent and powerful president decides to try a coup in a closer election. And it means that the transition of power in January might be a bit messier than anyone would like.
And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
Politico reports that congressional negotiators have finally allowed tens of thousands of Marshall Islands citizens living in the United States to sign up for Medicaid, reversing a two-decades-old mistake that kept victims of America's deadly nuclear testing in the region from getting proper health care. Before the coronavirus deal could get inked, McConnell kept on pushing his number one priority, stacking the judiciary. McConnell used Saturday and Sunday's emergency congressional session to advance the confirmation of yet another one of Trump's judicial appointees. Lou Dobbs, who has long been one of Fox News' biggest liabilities, appears to have run afoul of the law yet again. He was forced to debunk his own lies on air following a legal threat from the voting technology company he's been ragging on for days. Great mind at work over there. But he's not alone. There's three or four other Fox News personalities who had to give the same explanation that their conspiracies have been totally bunk. Massive cyber attack on U.S. government systems and private companies is turning into a blame war between two factions of politicos. Trump's camp, that wants to suggest China did it to ramp up tensions, and the liberal establishment and centrist Republicans like Mitt Romney want to shift our fear onto Russia. Trump's own State Department admits it was probably the latter, but the bigger picture is both sides using it to drum up xenophobia at a time when nobody around the world really needs it at all.
Quicker. Quickie.
Join us today live at noon for the Majority Report, and then later wherever your podcasts are found. We just got a couple more live shows for the rest of 2020.